yesterday during Gordo's Corner, and a lot of the time here on this show during the month of October, we're talking about scary things, like scary movies. It's Halloween month, so there are a lot of topics there. And we were talking yesterday about experiences with ghosts. And I think this came up because we were talking about buying a home where someone has passed away in that home and wondering if that person would haunt. And Gordo, you said to me, you had an experience with this, right, Craig? And I said, yes, I did, kind of. And then I said to you, I've never told that story on the air. And to your best knowledge, both of you, I've not told this story on the air.
I don't think so.
But I have told you off the air.
I don't remember the story that, you started. You gave it just broad brush strokes of it. And I was like, oh, that doesn't sound familiar. So
okay, so maybe I've never even told you guys off the air.
I don't think so.
I don't think you have.
Let's find out if this is the,
So we will hear it along with the P1s.
All right, so it's actually fitting that we're going to tell this story now, because I got a text message from my buddy John about a week ago.
And John passed away like 15 years ago.
No.
Oh.
But he was having to put his dog down that night. And he was really torn up about it, and he remembered me talking about when I had to put my dog Lucy down. This is about maybe 8 years ago that I did this. And I had had her for 15 years, and John and his family had had their dog Zoe for about 15 years as well, and they had to put her down the other night. And I said, man, that's the worst. I'm, you know, I feel for you. Just enjoy the final hours with her. And then I told him, try to do it at home. Be with her. Make sure she, you are the last thing she sees. And then in the hour or two afterwards, watch for a sign from her. Because I experienced this when I put down my dog Lucy 8 years ago. And so here's that story. I never told it at the time because it just seemed too personal. But at this point, it's been 8 years, and I feel like I can tell the story now.
As you said to us, you just don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore, so it's it's time to tell all stories. So this is how it played out. She was getting really, really feeble, and as every pet owner does, I probably hung on too long before I put her down, because you're always thinking, well, maybe they'll turn for the better and get another good couple of weeks, but that never really happened. So my veterinarian at the time, since I haven't gotten a dog since, I don't still go see Manny, but Manny was the best vet ever in Lakewood, and a lot of people in Lakewood probably know Manny. And so Manny made a house call, and he came over, and Lucy was there in her bed, and she was barely moving at this point. And so, you know, he said, if you want to say your goodbyes, say your goodbyes. And I did. And then Manny gave her the injection, and I made sure that I was the last thing that Lucy saw. And so she closed her eyes and passed away. Very sad moment for me, but I was also partly happy that she was out of her misery. Had a great 15-year run with her. She was a spectacular dog. Greatest pet ever. So I thanked Manny, and he left. And then I...
He took her, right? Like they take the cremation and...
Yes, that's right. Yeah, right. He did take her, and I got the ashes a couple of days later. So
quote unquote her ashes,
right? Okay, you never really know, but I trust that vet and that clinic. So he takes her, leaves, and then there I am in the house alone, and I, you know, I'm sure I cried and mourned her passing. And after about 20 or 30 minutes, I said, well, I'm going to pour one out for Lucy. And so I went over to the fridge and I got a beer, and I popped it open and I poured it into a glass, and I had kept her collar, and on the collar, her dog tag. And I think the collar was pretty ratty, so I may have thrown that away, but I kept her dog tag.
And you always recognize the jingle of that tag, I think,
right,
for every dog, every animal I've ever had. I know their sound.
Yeah.
So I kept the tag, and on it, it said Lucy, and I think on the back, it had my phone number in case she ever got lost. So I held the tag up in front of my face with my left hand, and I hoisted my beer in the glass with my right hand. And I said, "Here's to you, Lucy," and took a swig of beer. And then I put the tag down on the counter in my kitchen. And then as I'm looking at it, it flipped over.
Wow. Completely flips
over.
Just the tag.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
The tag completely flipped over.
And it was not attached to the collar anymore.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And it took me aback, and I thought that was really weird, and I tried to recreate it. I thought, did I somehow flip it over when I put it down? And I couldn't. There was no way I could recreate it, and I knew that I had not done that myself. Because it was like I put it down, and then there was a beat, and then it flipped over. It was not still connected to my hand when it flipped over. And I thought immediately, that is her toasting me back.
That is until wild. You heard the voice that said, "Junior, why did you do that to me?"
No, I had 2 good years left.
I had a cold.
No, I really think that was her way of toasting me back.
That's pretty wild.
No, I've never heard that. You've never told that story.
I know. And you know what? I remember telling a few people really close to me. That's probably why I didn't tell
probably
you guys.
Probably why I didn't tell us, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
And I remember saying, I kind of want to tell this story on the air, but I think everybody will think I'm crazy.
I think you're crazy, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
I
but
do.
We're not going to say it on the
but
air.
Since I
yeah,
am
I'm not on the air.
To a point in my career where I don't care, I feel like I want to tell this story. And here in the month of October, and since you asked for it, that is the story. And so that's why I always tell friends, if they're about to put down a pet, watch for a sign. I also got a sign from my dad after he passed away. I don't remember getting one from my mom. Maybe I wasn't her favorite child.
Yeah.
But I got a sign from my dad. Maybe I'll tell that story at another time of my choosing.
Did he flip over Lucy's dog tag too?
No. But I am a firm believer that in that transitionary period,
they're still roaming around.
They are still roaming around. In some dimension, the spirit is still there, because way too many stories about these signs. And, you know, the story about my dad that I may tell at a time of my choosing could be coincidental. Could be.
Could be.
But this one was just, this was so bizarre and so out of nowhere and so right there in front of me that I couldn't believe it. I don't think that was any kind of an accident or coincidence. I think that was her, because it was 30 minutes after she passed. I think she was still there.
Boy, I hope there's not a transitional period. Because I was cleaning out my dad's cash drawer like within the hour, I think.
He probably saw that. He probably saw that.
Watched all that.
So, no, I don't think you're crazy. I think that's a great story. And I think things like that happen. And absolutely.
Well, there
you go.
That's
really cool.
I told it finally at the time of my choosing.
Doesn't care.
Do you still have that tag?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I kept it.
You need to bring that magical object to ticket stock. It's empowered with the spirit of ghosts.
No, that is crossing the line. That's too personal.